time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tuesday is Election Day in Alabama, where voters go to the polls to elect a senator to fill the seat vacated by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Barack Obama and Joe Biden recorded last-minute robocalls for the Democrat, Doug Jones, and the president recorded one for Roy Moore.
Roy Moore is the guy we need to pass our Make America Great Again agenda.
Trump recorded a robocall for the embattled Moore, whose campaign has been marked by accusations of sexual misconduct. In an interview on local TV, the 70-year-old conservative Christian and former state judge again dismissed the allegations against him, insisting it's all politically motivated.
I do not know them. I had no encounter with them. I never molested anyone.
Several women have accused Moore of pursuing them when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s. The allegations have prompted several Republicans to withhold their support of Moore, including Alabama's senior senator Richard Shelby.
This is the man! This is the man!
Democrat Doug Jones is hoping to beat Moore. If he wins, he'll become the first Democrat elected to the Senate from Alabama in 25 years.
This is an election to tell the world who we are and what we stand for.
Moore, who is facing several allegations of sexual misconduct with teenage girls, including an alleged sexual encounter with a 14-year-old girl when he was 32, sat for his first interview in weeks with Millie March, a 12-year-old girl, in an interview arranged by the America First Project PAC.
Are you going to support President Trump and help him build the wall?
Yes, I think we need something, and I think it could be stopped sooner than that with the military. I think the military could be used down with the Border Patrol and actually stop immigration, or not immigration, it's not illegal immigration. It's illegal aliens coming across the border, which is illegal. It's not legal immigration. And I think that could be stopped in a relatively short time. And if we need to stop it permanently, we build the wall. And I think it would be not an inexpensive way to do it.
Then at an Election Eve rally, Kayla Moore, the wife of Roy Moore, declared that she and her husband are not anti-Semitic.
Fake news would tell you that we don't care for Jews. I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here. One of our attorneys is a Jew. We have very close friends that are Jewish and rabbis, and we also fellowship with them.
Can't make this stuff up. Three women who've accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment and assault held a press conference Monday and called for action from Congress.
With sexual harassment allegations stirring a national reckoning, three of President Trump's accusers joined together today, saying the man in the Oval Office should also be held accountable.
I ask that Congress put aside their party affiliations and investigate Mr. Trump's history of sexual misconduct.
At least 15 women have come forward with accusations ranging from sexual harassment and misconduct to sexual assault, including unwanted kissing and groping. All of the alleged incidents took place before Mr. Trump won the White House. On the campaign trail and since, he has denied the allegations.
The events never happened, never. All of these liars will be sued after the election.
He never followed through on that threat of legal action. But today at the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded like this.
The president has addressed these accusations directly and denied all of these allegations. And this took place long before he was elected to be president. And the people of this country had a decisive election, supported President Trump, and we feel like these allegations have been answered through that process.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, who is one of the most high-profile women in the Trump administration, said the president's accusers have a right to be heard.
They should be heard and they should be dealt with. And I think we heard from them prior to the election. And I think any woman who has felt violated or felt mistreated in any way, they have every right to speak up.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand telling CNN's Christiane Amanpour that Congress should investigate the president's behavior and hold him accountable.
President Trump should resign. These allegations are credible. They are numerous. I've heard these women's testimony and many of them are heartbreaking.
A federal judge in Washington state ruled the president's transgender military ban unconstitutional Monday night, finding that Trump's ban violates equal protection and due process rights. Earlier Monday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the Trump administration was exploring legal ways to enact the ban, despite reports the Pentagon is already preparing to accept transgender troops. PolitiFact is out with its lie of the year, Trump's insistence that allegations of Russian election interference are a hoax.
This Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election.
Early Tuesday morning, Trump repeated that same lie in a tweet that also claimed the stories of women who say he sexually harassed them were fabricated, too. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.